Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Ten o'clock, the open line hour, whatever you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. You can call in 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. There's a new auto attendant message answer. You can bypass that by hitting number one, and that'll put you straight into the studio. Once you call that number, you can also send text to 411-923. Or email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture to help identify a particular part of a project or a particular tool or particular method that you're trying to construct, build, repair, whatever the case may be. Picture's worth 1,000 words, so save a little time on air if you can snap that picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we can help you dive into exactly what it is you're working on. Around your home, castle, or cabin.
And so many people are becoming familiar now with video conferencing. We're literally bidding remodeling jobs and never even going to the house. We get the address. We take a look at it from the sky. We know what the zoning is, see what the setbacks are, find out what they want to do. I actually have in my computer at my office a video. Someone sent me a tour of their whole house and said, now, we'd like to do this over here and that over there, and here's a picture of the service panel, and here's where all the utilities are located. And we're basically going to be able to put their whole remodel together, the estimate, the contract, all the subcontractor scheduling, the purchasing, all with video conferencing. And I think that could be a dimension of this show, because had we been able to do it with the last caller that wanted something in that one area 8 feet wide, if we could have seen exactly what it was she was trying to accomplish, we probably could have had a few more recommendations for her. So the Rosie on the House, which has been a radio call-in talk show for 30-plus years, could turn into a show-and-tell show. And it would be interesting to see what dimensions that could involve, that's for sure. Because the couple times, ever since they've started texting, and they could send us pictures, how much has that helped, particularly with the landscaping section of the show the last few years? So I'm excited. This is going to be a lot of fun. You know, one of the things we do at Rosie on the House is we're always available to you, the Arizona homeowner. We're available at rosieonthehouse.com. And that's a website where we've taken all the questions we've ever been asked through our 30 years of broadcasting, and we post those questions by category with the appropriate Arizona-focused answer. It's not just a generic one-size-fits-all that you're going to get from a national show. It's actually specific to Arizona. And last week, our most frequently asked question was, how do I get the woodpecker from quit waking me up every morning, whacking his head and his beak on the side of my house? This week, the most asked question we got was, people wanted to, they've got too much time on their hands, Romy. they're really walking around the house looking for things to do. The number one most popular question we got is, teach me the proper use of a pressure washer.
And the question article on our website is, can I pressure wash my brick home? And it's interesting, 2 weeks ago, the most common question was, do I need to prime before painting? So a lot of exterior work getting done around Arizona right now. A lot of people looking to, you know, just and enhance that curb appeal.
And I have to say, I don't think they're asking, tell me the right way. I don't think a lot of people realize there is a right way with a pressure washer and that you can do a lot of damage. I talked to Nathan Angel at Bellegarde Pavers. Hey, can you use a pressure washer. And he's like, oh my gosh. And then Donnie Breeze, our painter, like, no. So the professionals know the damage that a pressure washer can do. So we can talk through how you can do it and other alternatives to power washing.
And Don Breeze is a very experienced painter who I trust completely, but he's actually our general production manager at Rosie Remodeling. I never knew he hated painting. And he's so good at it, and he did it for so long. I just found that out like 2 weeks ago. I thought, oh, okay. Now I know. He likes being general production manager of all of our remodeling, and he does a great job at it. So, Don, we certainly appreciate your role. I just didn't want people to think Donnie Breeze, our painter. He's so much more.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to short him, no.
He's so much more than that.
And I still think of him as the happy painter, but that's sad to know he didn't like it. So. But he does do a great job. But any painter will cringe at the thought of a homeowner picking up a pressure washer and putting the nozzle on full bore and putting it up 3 inches from the, hey, you know, if 18 inches is good, then 3 inches is better.
Yeah, we'll really get it clean. And I think when y'all informed me that was the number one inquiry of the week, and I did get a chance to look at that, I think we will put a little bit more cautionary advice into that particular article and edit it up a little bit. Because a pressure washer in the hands of an untrained person can really do a lot of damage. Residentially, there isn't any reason you would ever need, for you, the homeowner, to have a pressure washer that generates over about 1,000 PSI. And you can go to the rental yards and get them for 2,500 and 3,500 PSI. Oh, for heaven's sakes. I mean, that will pull the top of your driveway cement right off. You'll end up with an exposed aggregate driveway. And boy, you turn up that kind of pressure on a stucco house. And all stucco homes, I'm going to say, this is when I always get the phone calls Monday morning. So I can't say all, but most every stucco home that's going to get painted needs to start with a power wash. You need to take out the dirt that's hiding behind all of the texture, and you need to eliminate that chalked on outer layer of paint that's been impacted by the ultraviolet light. So that's one way you can tell if you've got a good paint bid for your home is the first line, the first sentence start with power wash the stucco. If it doesn't, they're probably skipping a pretty important step. But that said, you would never want to take a 2,000 or a 3,000 PSI wand and move it in closer than about 18 inches and wash the wall. Because you're literally, when you start seeing stucco flying off the wall, you got it dialed up a little too high or you're a little too close, one or the other.
But, and the other issue was on the brick homes.
Oh, the
grout, you can really do some bad damage.
You can really do that. When you're removing pieces of grout from your back patio slab that you're power washing or the veneer on the outside of your house, you're not cleaning anything. You're hurting what you've got. So be careful.
Donnie mentioned pressure washing is not for sanding or for scraping. That's a completely different job. This is for getting the dust and dirt off. And he didn't even recommend detergent or any kind of cleaner, unless you have some kind of an awful buildup of something. But picture it as just
like a tree.
Yeah, like tree sap
that might have
or
dripped on it.
Yeah, I was trying to. It's kind of hard to get things on a wall like that, but you can end up with stuff that you need to detergent off. What? And the other part of the outside of the house would be the wood. And Johnny is not a fan of putting that pressure washer to your wood. He said, just put your garden hose up there and dust it.
Okay.
I was going to say, when I wash my car at these car washes, you've got the pressure hose. I never get right up on the car. I'm always standing a good social distancing away, if you call it that, 3 or 4 feet away and just kind of, you know, getting the soap on and the spot-free rinse, same thing. But
I don't know what pressure those are. I really don't. But it's a good point. I mean, pressure washing, power washing, isn't an aggressive fix to anything. It's just the right tool for the right job. So if you fire one up, and you're going to start using it around your house, proceed with caution.
And talking to Nathan Angel, he had a new suggestion that I didn't know about. It's called a whisper washer. Have you seen those?
No, I have not.
So he doesn't like you to, I thought, well, surely you can use it on your pressure washer on your Belgard pavers. But he said no, because it can streak. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, if you get too close. And they like this new tool called, I don't know if it's new to us, whisper washer.
Okay.
And so it's you run it like a floor scrubber, and it's got a hub on it, and underneath it is like a wand, and so it spins. So you're not doing a vertical line. It does a nice job of spinning. You can look it up on YouTube, the whisper washer. But he was a fan of those. He said you can get them at Home Depot.
All right. Very good.
Now, that's not a vertical application, though.
We got
to
get
No, I'm sorry. I jumped to pavers. You were talking about pavers. Yeah, there would be no way to do that. And it's too much water to do inside. So it would just be like, and they're a little expensive, but it's expensive to hire people, too. And this does like a really nice job. So like the concrete tiles we have, or Romy, the beautiful deck you made with stamped concrete, it would work on that. Cool deck, concrete driveways, paver driveways, anything outside.
All right.
Whisper washer.
Whisper washer. Cool. So what will be the most requested question of next week? I don't know. But whatever it is, we'll address it and cover it for you, the Arizona homeowner.
Maybe it's power washing woodpeckers. Who knows?
maybe it is, yeah. If you'd like to join the conversation and talk to us about a project you'd like to get started, it seems like we get a lot of phone calls. How do I get the project finished? And that's okay. We can handle those too. Don't be embarrassed. Just give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. You'll get an automatic robo response call that's giving you the protocol that we at Rosie on the House are using in today's environment. You can just push 1, skip that, and get right to Jennifer, my dear, sweet, smiling, sweet Jennifer. Wife of 42 years, she's here in studio. She'll answer the phone, get your name, where you're calling from, and what your topic is. And Romy and I will put our experience and brains to work to answer and help you any way we can.